Last week, and again this week, as politicians gather at their party conventions, Americans are being asked, are we better off today than we were 4 years ago? Our dueling commentators, Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel, offer, to no surprise, different answers. We begin with Cal Thomas.
Whether anyone is better off than they were 4 years ago depends on your definition of better off. To the politicians, it means do you have a job and more money in your pocket and more confidence about the future. By that standard, we are not better off. Young people especially are not better off. Since the president took office, the unemployment rate for youth between 16 and 19 has increased from 20.7 to 23.8%. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the unemployment rate for 20 to 24-year-olds has also jumped. More people are on food stamps than ever. The larger question is this: should money be the only yardstick for determining better off? What about character? Is this generation developing more character, more selflessness than the greatest generation, which prevailed over a Great Depression and World War? The book of Ecclesiastes says, whoever has money never has money enough. Whoever has wealth is never satisfied with his income. This, too, is meaningless. So choose your standard for being better off. Whichever one you choose, the answer must be, no, we're not.
And with a different perspective, here's Bob Beckel.
In 1980, Ronald Reagan asked the voters if they were better off today than 4 years ago when Reagan's opponent, Jimmy Carter, took office. Since then, the question has become a staple for virtually all presidential candidates trying to unseat a sitting president, and it has become a standard question in national polls. The problem with the question is that American voters have notoriously short attention spans. We live in a fast-paced American culture where it's difficult to remember last week, let alone 4 years ago. Now the question has been raised about Barack Obama's 4 years, and predictably, a majority of people tell pollsters they are not better off today than 4 years ago. Really? Have we forgotten that 4 years ago our economy was on the verge of a depression and that major banks were folding? Did we forget that 4 years ago the American economy was losing, on average, 700,000 jobs a month and hundreds of thousands of Americans lost their homes to foreclosure? Are we better off today than we were 4 years ago? Absolutely, if we just took the time to think about it.
Bob Beckel and Cal Thomas are part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP, and you can read Cal and Bob's Common Ground column in USA Today.